This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dennis Hoopy joins us, Director of Field Services with Kansas Soybeans. Dennis, coming up on Friday, January 24th, will be the 2020 Kansas Commodity Classic.
It's a combination of the four main grain commodities, corn, wheat, soybeans, and grain sorghum, getting together each year to help educate and provide information to the producers around the state.
By the way, it's going to be at the K-State Alumni Center in Manhattan. What are going to be some of the topics that are going to take place?
Well, of course, we're going to start off with Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers, and he's going to give us his view of what's happening or what's going to be coming down the pike from the governor's office this coming year, because we'll be 2 weeks into the session, and so it'll be an opportunity for him to update us on what the governor's office is looking for the year. We also have John Felt, who's the founder and president of the Blue Water Outlook, which is a private weather firm, and he's going to be there. All farmers, of course, are always interested in what's going on with the weather and what the predictions are, so we're going to have him there to give us his view on the coming year. We will have possibly Senator Moran, Senator Roberts. Of course, it's kind of the swan song for Senator Roberts and the fact that he is stepping down after the next election, but we're hoping that both of them are able to show up, and again, that kind of depends on what's happening in Washington at the time.
You've got the luncheon that will take place and a good afternoon speaker as well.
That we do. Dr. Alan Gray, who's from Purdue University, is going to do a presentation on capitalizing on the greatest sustainability story in history. And, of course, you can't go to any agriculture meeting or any meeting involved with agriculture right now where you aren't discussing sustainability. And it's an important issue, but as Kansas farmers have always proclaimed, we are probably the most sustainable group of individuals there is on the planet, and therefore we want to be able to tell our story and let the people know why we are sustainable.
And there will also be a trade outlook and a farm bill update as well?
That is correct. David Shim will be there providing the farm bill outlook, and we will also discuss trade.
And if people want more information, they can go to the website to register as well at KansasCommodityClassic.com. That's at KansasCommodityClassic.com. That is Dennis Hoopy, who is joining us, Director of Field Services with Kansas Soybeans, talking about the 2020 Commodity Classic on Friday, January 24th at the K-State Alumni Center in Manhattan. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.